From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Polio has almost been wiped out in some parts of the world, but it's still a threat in many other parts, including Nigeria, Syria, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. In fact, recently, the Afghan capital, Kabul, recorded its first case of polio since the fall of the Taliban in 2001. A three-year-old girl was diagnosed. In response, the health ministry in Afghanistan has ordered a vaccination campaign across the city. The BBC's David Lloyd reports.
Health workers carry vials of polio vaccine in a large plastic box up a muddy hillside in northeast Kabul. When they find an infant, they put drops into its mouth. And then they mark the child with a blue pen and write the date on the door to say they've been. Or in places, they brush snow off the sides of the tent, since this is what people live in here. Some of the poorest people in the country scrape a hard living. They're from the Kuchi tribe, formerly nomadic herdsmen, now forced by insecurity to settle in Kabul. The health workers have come because a three-year-old girl has made unenviable history, the first polio victim in Kabul since the fall of the Taliban in 2001. Her uncle, Mohammed Azim, said that she complains, "I can't stand up. The other children are playing and I cannot." Polio has been almost wiped out across the world, now existing only in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and northern Nigeria. The common feature of the three places is the presence of Islamic extremists who've obstructed health workers, preventing polio eradication campaigns from taking place. Since the Afghan Taliban changed their policy, allowing vaccination in recent years, there's been a decline in cases in Afghanistan. There were 80 cases in 2011, 37 in 2012, and 14 last year. But the Kabul case is worrying proof of a continuing threat. Total eradication may prove impossible if the more extremist Pakistani Taliban continue to kill health workers, according to the Afghan health minister, Saraya Dalil.
It's a threat. It undermines the efforts that we are putting together to eradicate polio. And I think from all the efforts that we have been doing, both countries will benefit. Children of both countries, either this side of the border or that side of the border, benefits.
Playing in the mud, Sakina's baby sister Jamila has been saved. She's been vaccinated, but this cruel disease could come back at any time.
The BBC's David Loyne in Kabul.